Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show today. This is Zenobia Bailey, greeting you from the Pacific Northwest. I hope you've had a wonderful day thus far and that your week will be one that will be quite rewarding and that it will be a beneficial week in terms of all of the things that you would like to accomplish. Today, as you know, we're going to be talking about raspberries, cranberries, and cherries and the wonderful nutritional benefits that they can bring us. I'd like to start by sharing a statistic relative to heart disease. The CDC, the Central Disease Commission? Oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot it. But anyway, the CDC reports that approximately 610,000 people die every year in the U.S. as a result of heart disease. Folks, that's one in every four deaths. In fact, heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women. And then when we get into the ethnic breakdown, there are statistics that can be even more alarming. But guess what? There is something that we can do, a lot that we can do, just with our foods. And for those who would also like to do supplements, with supplementation. The group berries in particular, just all berries, not just raspberries or cherries, but all berries have what is referred to as flavonoids. And in the case of raspberries, one group of flavonoids is called anthocyanins. Now, I don't necessarily want you to have to remember all of this, but the fact of the matter is that these anthocyanins have been shown to suppress the factor that can lead to cardiovascular disease, or I should say that may lead. In fact, this factor leads to much of our diseases in general, and that factor is inflammation. Now, I just want to pause for a moment just to be totally candid and not tip around this fact. Are there any listeners who agree with me that there is something very wrong with all of the medicine that is being offered to us today? The medicine, I think, the general public, I think, has been led to believe that the medication is going to help us to get better. But do you listen with a fine-tuned ear to what the commercials say about these medicines? And I tell you, I don't think I've heard one medication without this disclaimer. And I've become very attuned to what's being said about medicine because my mother uses quite a bit of it. And that's what she wants. It's not that I can move her away from that. That's what she wants. But that's not what I want. I'm asking you to ask yourself, is that what you want? Particularly when you hear this phrase, may cause blah, 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 and can lead to death. Invariably, you will hear that tag. Now, I don't know about you. But me personally, I'd rather die from the disease than to die from the medication. Now, folks, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't use your medication. If you want to go with your medication, that's your choice, as it is my mom's choice. And I'm sure at some point in my life, well, right now I have eye drops. That's medication. I'm not saying I would refuse it, and I have not refused it in the past. But we have to put our thinking caps on. And if inflammation is a huge part of cardiovascular disease, and if indeed it is the leading cause, I mean, not it, but cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death, then I want to do my exercising, I want to sleep, I want to eat properly, I want to do all that I can to undergird myself. And so I'm hoping that something that's said today or in these past segments, upcoming segments that may not even be related to fruit and vegetable, which is what we have been sharing for the last few weeks, that we take it to heart and we embrace it. A very something that really jumped out for me when I was doing my research for this particular segment is the fact that even though we realize that we can get raspberries in various colors, that each color berry has a unique composition of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. I need to do a little bit more study on that, but I thought that that was fascinating. I would not have thought that a color change would make any difference or be of any consequence. It's just like when you have various colors of carrots. To my understanding, there's nothing changes with the composition of the nutritional values in any way, but for some reason, in the raspberry, it makes a difference. But moving on, raspberries have a high polyphenol content that also may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And the way that these polyphenols work is that they prevent the platelet buildup and reduce blood pressure. And this is something that I thought was wonderful to know. Raspberries, in particular, have a high content of vitamin C, and I was delighted to know about that. I mentioned earlier that I use eye drops because I'm struggling with some eye issues. And part of it is aging, and part of it has come from the sun. And I was just so pleased to learn that some of my eye struggles may indeed be decreased with the use of vitamin C. And I already do that. I already am conscious of my vitamin C intake, but I had not been conscious of it because I had not linked it to the use of raspberries. And in addition to helping one battle heart disease, these gems, these raspberry gems, also can be very beneficial in helping us to manage cancer and diabetes. And maybe on another show, I will address diabetes in particular. Now, we have mentioned over and again, and I'm sure you already know, I'm just talking to the choir, I'm sure, concerning the need to, at least at a minimum, to cleanse your fruit and vegetable. But the Environmental Working Group, the EWG, suggests that you use organic products because there's so many pesticides that are used today. And that's a problem. That's a real problem because you don't want to try to be working on the benefit, the nutritional benefit, only to be sabotaged by the toxicity. So just pay good attention to trying to do the best that you can, because I know you can't always find organic. We can't even always trust that products that say that they are organic are indeed so. But just do your best. Do your best to clean it up. If you know for sure that you didn't purchase an organic product, and even when you suspect that you do, do your best to, I don't know any better way to say it than to say, clean it up or clean them up. And then in terms of cherries, I did not realize that until, again, preparing for this show, that cherries were considered a super fruit or super food. Did you? Again, they too will help with some of the same things that we've already talked about, but they are also beneficial in helping to alleviate pain, such as arthritic pain. In terms of inflammation contributes to premature aging, and so they too help to fight inflammation. They help to reduce migraines. Again, something that can be contributed as a result of too much inflammation. And a wonderful thing about cherries that I learned a few months ago is their benefit in helping one to sleep. And so I don't do it every single night, but there are times that I know that I am going to have an issue, or I can sense that I'm having an issue, I guess I should say it that way, and I will drink a little pure cherry juice before going to bed. You have to be a little careful with cherry because it is, or they are, either the cherry itself or the cherry juice is high in sugar content. So that's something to watch out for. In terms of cranberries, you know, we all think about cranberries usually around holiday times, but they too, in addition to improving immune function and helping to ward off disease, helping to decrease blood pressure, most of us know them for the benefit that they offer to help with urinary tract infections. But in terms, let me just go back a little bit. I kind of jumped ahead of myself when I talked about the superfood. They are even more potent. These cherries are more potent as a superfood or any food than spinach, blueberries, green tea. So I just want to encourage you to take another look at all of these berries, all three of them, because they all offer such a plethora of help in cardiovascular disease. All three of them do. All three of them help protect and fight and maintain where you want to go with cancer. And in addition to fighting urinary tract infections, cranberries also help with dental health and ulcers. So, folks, I hope this has been beneficial as it was meant to be. And if you are interested in purchasing food supplements from the number one nutritional company in the United States, to use alongside, of course, not in place of, your fresh fruit and vegetables, please visit my online store at zen.myshakley.com. And I will see you next time. Take care.